Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Waves of Glory. This is Apostle E.J. Melvin, and I today have a word for you from the Lord. We have been offering up prayers all month, and today is a little bit different. Today we have been authorized by God to release unto you a word of healing over the airways. That is a bit different from praying and asking God to heal us. But God himself has authorized us today to release that word of healing. Before we do that, and we're going to do that later on in the program, but I just want to prepare your hearts this morning. I want to get you in the frame of mind that you can be healed. I want to stir up your pure mind. I want to stir up the faith that God has measured unto you, because without faith, it is impossible to please God. So therefore, we want to be in faith this morning as we begin to release the word of healing over the airways. First, let me declare the decree, and that is that healing is the children's bread. Amen. According to Jesus, when he walked the earth as he did ministry, he let the Syrophoenician woman know that healing is the children's bread. And at that moment, she was asking for her child to be delivered of a demonic spirit. So know today that healing can in your physical body, with your limbs and with issues within your cells, but healing can also be in the realm of the supernatural, where you have been attacked or oppressed or depressed or possessed by demonic entities. When we cast out devils in Jesus' name, that's the same thing as healing. Praise the Lord. It's a miraculous work of God, but yet it is still called healing. And Jesus told the Syrophoenician mother, healing is the children's bread. Yet because of her faith, he ministered unto her and healed her daughter in that hour. Listen, this is the word of the Lord that he spoke into my spirit. To those of you who are listening who may be afflicted with some type of disease, some sickness, some mental illness, some demonic oppression, whatever the case may be, whatever your dis-ease this morning, let me just reiterate here. You were healed over 2,000 years ago. That would be the minimum. You were healed over 2,000 years ago. Before you were ever born, you were already healed. Before you were ever sick, you were already healed. Before you were ever diagnosed, you were already healed. Before you were ever afflicted, you were already healed. And the word today is your healing is not in the future. You are not going to be healed. You have already been healed. Therefore, your healing is a thing of the past. And you are going to appropriate healing today by accessing it by faith. Amen. Once God speaks it, it is so. Once God says it, that's the way that it is. There is no shadow of turning with him. He's not going to change his mind concerning healing. Isaiah the prophet foretold that with his stripes you would be healed. Before Jesus came on the scene, the prophet prophesied that when he arrived in the area, he would be beaten, and with those stripes, you would be healed. Then the Apostle Peter took a look backward and declared that by you were healed, so that we understand that the prophetic word of the prophet Isaiah looked into the future, while the declaration of the Apostle Peter looked backwards to a job that was already completed. Isaiah 53, verses 4 through 6, let us know that it is by his stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 lets us know that by his stripes we were healed. So when Jesus said it is finished on the cross of Calvary, everything that he had ordained to be finished was ordained to be finished, and it was finished at that moment. Likewise, we need to understand that before the foundation of the world, glory to God, the Lamb was slain. That lets me know that even before Isaiah the prophet prophesied your future healing, God had already done it prior to that. And so once God healed us, then he created the earth and put us in it, glory to God, so that we would have everything that we needed, everything that pertains to life and godliness, the prophet said. Amen. Thank God. I'm just not going to go that way today because that's another trail that will keep us. But I want to release this word of the Lord to you today, that God has provided for us everything that pertains to life and godliness, and that includes your healing. It's already done. We can speak to an infirmity. We can make an announcement to that disease that has invaded your body. We can know to the demonic entity that it is already vanquished. It has been defeated and eradicated at the whipping post of the crucifixion of Jesus, the Nazarene, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. Jesus demonstrated the will of God before there was ever a stripe laid on him. He went about healing all of their sickness and their diseases as he went into different villages preaching the gospel of the kingdom of heaven. Then he would heal everyone that they brought to him that was either possessed. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. He showed us before he ever died what was possible for us. He sent the disciples out two by two and empowered them likewise to cast out devils in his name, to heal the sick, to heal the lame, to open blind eyes. So this is not something that was just happening because Jesus was himself the Son of God, but it was a demonstration, an example of the power that resides in us. Glory to God. Ooh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Our healing had already been purchased before the world was formed. That's why Jesus could move with ease. As he was filled with the Spirit of God, he was filled with the knowledge of the Holy, he was filled with the knowledge of the truth. He knew that healing was already purchased. Therefore, he could declare that which was already decreed by God the Father, and those that were sick were evermore healed, and they were healed forevermore. Amen. Sometimes when we pray for people, we say they lose their healing. Hiya no shot. But when Jesus prayed for somebody, they were healed and then they were made whole. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We don't have to lose anything that God has given unto us. Amen. We are more than conquerors, and we have only to create the victory that has already been won. According to Isaiah and Peter, we were healed before we ever got sick. Glory to God. If you have sickness today, if you have a disease of any kind, if you know of someone, this is a word for them today. Jesus received your sin and my sin into himself so that when he was crucified, that sin died. And when he was wounded, sickness and disease were healed. Disease was abolished on the cross of Calvary. Let us remember when he told a lame man that his sins were forgiven him and that he should get up and walk. The Pharisees were looking at him kind of cross-eyed, and Jesus said, is it easier to say your sins be forgiven or rise up and walk? One is just as easy to say as the other. And in that season, people equated sickness with sin. Therefore, when Jesus, glory to God, took sin upon himself, he took sickness. Isaiah says he himself bore infirmity and carried away our disease. don't have to be sick. We don't have to be subject to sickness and disease today. We have been given power, glory to God, to eradicate sickness and disease. Matthew chapter 8, verse 16 and 17 reads this. When evening came, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, and healed all who were ill. This was to fulfill that what was spoken through Isaiah the prophet. He himself took our infirmities and carried away our diseases. That's Matthew chapter 8, 16 and 17. Once again, Luke 5, 17 says, and it came to pass on a certain day as he was teaching that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. And the power, glory to God, of the Lord was present to heal them. The power, that word means the miraculous power of the Lord was present to heal them. Then we move further into Luke chapter 8, verse 46. But Jesus said, someone touched me, for I perceive that power has gone out from me. This is the recount of the woman with the issue of blood who had been suffering with her disease for 12 years. She said within herself, if I but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. And when she made her way through the crowd, touched the hem of his garment, power came out of him. Glory to God. That word power, once again, is miraculous working power. It's dunamis power. Then we move over to Acts chapter 1, verse 8. And Jesus is about to make his ascension, and he says to his disciples, but you shall receive power. Glory to God. It's the same word, dunamis, miraculous working power, after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. The same power that came out of Jesus and healed the woman with the issue of blood, the same power that came out of Jesus when he raised Jairus' daughter after the woman with the issue of blood, the same dunamis power is ministered and administered through the Holy Ghost. And we have received the baptism and the indwelling of the Holy Ghost so that we have within us this morning the same miraculous working power to deliver from sickness and disease and or demonic power. Glory to God this morning. When Paul, glory to God, in Acts 14:9 was preaching, he saw a lame man, and he saw the man listening to the word that he was preaching. Mind you now, Jesus is off the scene. It is the Holy Ghost who is at work in the men and women of God. Paul looks on the man, and the scripture says he perceived that he had faith to be healed. All you need this morning to receive your healing is faith. That first of all, that God is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I want to ask you a question this morning. If you don't believe that God is a healer, then why would you pray? If you don't believe that God is a deliverer, then why would you pray? If you don't believe that God is a provider, why would you pray? So therefore, we're going to move in our prayer in absolute faith in an awesome God. The word of the Lord is today, a prophet came to me and said, the Lord told me to give you this word. The word is that God is not a fairy tale. He is the living God. And when that word hits your spirit, you will understand that we are not talking about Bible stories, but we are simply giving testimonies of which has already happened in the natural, right here in the earth where you live. Yes, it happened with Jesus, but it also happened with Peter, and it also happened with Paul, and it also happens with me, and it will also happen with you, that when you release the dunamis power today, that God will perform the work that we have asked of him today. He will heal today for his name, glory to God. His name is Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals us. Glory be to God. And he will keep his word. He will uphold the word of his power. He will uphold his name today. He will not allow the word of his power to fall to the ground today. You can be healed today because the Spirit of the Lord has instructed, given an instruction today to release, hallelujah, hey, release a word of healing, a word that when it is spoken will bring healing to your physical being. This is a supernatural move of God on the airways today. When Jesus spoke to his disciples that his word and this witness would go to the uttermost parts of the earth, know of a surety today that this broadcast is able to reach to the uttermost parts of the earth today, so that when we release this power, glory to God, it goes out over the airways, it goes out over the ether, it goes out over the ethernet, it is being caught today by a satellite, it is being beamed down into different countries around the world, and the glory of the Lord covers the earth as the waters cover the sea. Glory to God. Glory to his name. So I admonish you today, as we get ready to pray, that you would hold on to your faith. Take out any doubt, any unbelief, anything that will cause you to shake today, because our God is a living God. He is the all-powerful God. There is nothing in the earth that can sustain him, that can keep away from him, that can destroy him. Daniel said when he gets ready to move, who can hold back his hand? And today God is ready to move on your behalf. Who can hold back his hand? When he gets ready to touch your body, who can hold back his hand? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me today, and he has anointed me to release a word of healing. And so today, in the mighty name of Jesus, I release healing. I release power to be healed to the one who has faith today, to the one who's listening to this broadcast today, to the one who has said God is a mighty God, who says that he is a keeper of covenant, who says that his word is true, who says that I believe God and he cannot lie. Today you are healed. Today I release you. I release you from every yoke of bondage. I cast out every spirit of infirmity. I cast down every demonic influence that has come to trouble you and to trouble your life. For Jesus declared that I've come that you have life and that more abundant. And I release the power of prayer today to bring healing into your home. To bring healing into your car. To bring healing into your job. Wherever you are today, wherever you are hearing this word, I release healing now into your hospital room, into your chapels where you are kneeling to pray. Let the will of God come forth, which is that you will be healed by this word as we released it today. For he sent his word and healed us of all of our diseases. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you today. I thank you, God, and I just send deliverance now to that mind that is suicidal. I come against the spirit of suicide. I command you to lose your hope right now. In Jesus' name, I can declare that you are free from suicidal thoughts. I come against the spirit of oppression and depression that wants to take you down to the pit. I command it to loose you right now. And I grant you oil of joy for mourning and the garment of praise for that spirit of heaviness. Say, Hishkatorabasha, the garment of praise. Be glad, rejoice evermore. Hallelujah, you are free from every yoke of bondage. I thank you today, God, in Jesus' name, every infirmity under the sound of my voice today is lifted. Diabetes, you are lifted. Wholeness and wellness be ministered to the diabetic who hears this voice today. High blood pressure, I command you to be normal in Jesus' name. I release healing throughout that person's body. Where there is infirmity, where there is a weakness, where there is no strength. Hey God, no shokotolo mosote. I release the power of God to strengthen, to heal, to restore, to renew, to refresh. Every cell in your body be refreshed today. Let healing flow like water. Let healing flow like rivers of living water. Let the healing power of God flow in the name of Jesus today. God, we give you praise. We give you praise. Sickness is abolished. Depression is abolished. Demonic attack is abolished. Today we are more than victorious. We are more than conquerors. We are walking in the divineness of your healing. We are walking in the divine nature. Hallelujah, Shabbat. We are walking in the divine nature today. Hey, glory to God. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. In the name of Jesus, I declare today that the word of the Lord shall come to pass in your life. Hallelujah. I declare today that you will see a turnaround in your health. Hey, glory to God. I release it today, wholeness and wellness in the name that is above every name. God, I thank you. Glory, hallelujah. I know, shout, thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Even as we sit here today, I see the sick getting up off the sick bed. Hallelujah. Like Peter's mother-in-law, as Jesus rebuked the fever, she rose up immediately. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you see immediate results. Immediate results. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. I believe God today. I believe God today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said to me, go on that show and release healing. Release a word of healing. And because he said it, it is so. So I declare to you today, you are healed. Glory to God. And to God be all the glory. I pray today that you receive your healing and that you will call us, you will come back, you will text us, you will check with me on Facebook, you will message me, but somehow I want you to testify of the goodness of God. I want you to testify of the healing that God has done in your body today. I want you to check yourself even right now and notice that there is a difference, there's a change. I thank God today that he has made you every bit whole. Now, Father, I pray for those who are in financial difficulty, for we understand that lack is not the will of God. It is an attack of the enemy and a curse on the people of God. So today I release it in Jesus' name. I loose your people from that lack, for you are our shepherd and we shall never want. And where there is lack, let there be plenty, for you are the God of abundance. And we release your will in the earth. We release it to the person who's struggling today, to the one who will take it by faith. Hey, Kosha, who will take it by faith, to double Hosha, to believe God right here and right now that the difference has been made, that things are not as they were. Glory to God. Hey, Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I see it. 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 I see your prosperity. I see the abundance of God flowing into your life. Glory, 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 glory. Abundant, abundant, abundant life. Abundant life means healing. Abundant life means wealth. And abundant life means wisdom. The wisdom of God be poured out to you today in the name of Jesus. God's name be glorified, be glorified, be glorified, be glorified. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We have power over all the power of the enemy. so that nothing by any means can harm us. This is the word of the Lord. We have been given power, glory to God, over all the power of the enemy, so that nothing by any means shall harm us. Through our prayers today, we have both accessed and released the power to heal sickness and disease of every kind. The Apostle James declared, "The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much." Glory to God. And where there is sickness, we are to call for the elders of the church, who will anoint them with oil and pray the prayer of faith. And the prayer of faith shall raise them up. I declare unto you today, this prayer of faith shall raise you up in the name of Jesus. We have power today over all circumstances in life. This is the power that we have been given in Christ Jesus. I thank you this morning for tuning in to Waves of Glory. Know of a surety that God's presence is there. You only have to receive it. Believe that it is yours because it has been determined from the beginning. Even before God created the earth, you were already healed. Glory be to God. This has been Apostle E.J. Melvin. God bless you. I love you and pray for you a prosperous week. Amen. Amen.